Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. All right. What did you just do, man? Oh. All right, man. Test 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. What we got here, man? Come on, baby. Come on, baby. Okay. And welcome to our pre-show here for the Tuesday of the 28th. What do we got here, man? We have the Flyers and Chicago at Edmonton. Qualifier preview. I think these guys are kidding themselves, man. Baseball, all of this bullshit. We got a problem, man, in this country. It's a goddamn fucking disease that's killed 150,000 people. These motherfuckers think they go back to fucking business as usual. What we need is a goddamn president that's going to say, everybody sit down. I've got something to tell you. We got some serious shit here. You got to wear a fucking mask. We got to get rid of this shit. Like, you know, if you've ever had kids and you're driving down the road and the kids are acting up because they're hungry and they want this and they want that, and you just tell them, shut the fuck up until we get to the... And they say, well, we're not kids. Well, you're acting like motherfucking kids. As I sit here with a carrot, you know. Don't panic. Think organic. Gypsy boots. Woo-hoo! Sit your fucking ass down. Wait till we get some fucking food at the next stop. Shut up. That's how these motherfuckers are acting. That's what we ought to fucking be saying to them. I'm not kidding. We got a serious situation, motherfucker. You want to go foreign your own fucking country someplace, be my fucking guest. Oh, God. Anyway, all right. So, we're looking for the 28th, 2019. Are we going to get lucky? It's been the most unlucky fucking year for listening to getting the shows from 2019. Let me see, man. That's right. I'm chewing something. Sorry. Is this game at Chicago? What is it? What's the story with the NHL? What's with the uniforms? Does the home uniform wear white and the visitor wear dark? Or the home wear... I don't fucking know, man. What is it? February 11th. This game was from February 11th this year. They were still playing hockey. Fuck. Goddamn fucking idiots. I'm telling you, man. All right, what are we doing, man? We're going over to here. Well done, my child. All right, so log in, bitch. No one knows what it's like to be the sad man, to telling only lies, but my dream. Okay, let me see here, man. What am I doing, man? What am I looking at, man? What am I looking at, man? Oh, archive. And 2019 is the archive, okay? So what are we looking for? We're looking for 2019 July. 28th of July. Yeah, of course. Of course, it's got to be a motherfucking goddamn Sunday or whatever the fuck it is. Jesus Christ. Okay, so Sunday, Saturday, Friday, 28th. There it is. And I think what I'll do is I'll go back to 2016. Get a Thursday out of this fucking deal. As my conscience seems to be. Now, somebody asked a question, and I'm going to get the answer for you right here in a second. I'm going to get it here for you right quick. July 2016. And 28th, right? Yeah, there is Thursday. Dr. Jim Satter describes being thrown off a research submarine after he accidentally gets a handful of another research. I can't wait to hear this one. I get to have another research scientist sitting next to him. More from the Democratic Convention with Harvey Weinman and Ted Bell debates Rudy Canosa. That ought to be fucking good. Ted Bell debates Rudy Canosa. You're kidding.
Copy that, man.
No one knows what it's like to be hated for telling only lies. But my dreams, they aren't as empty as my pockets seem to be. It's not the lyrics, I don't think, but anyway, it makes for good lyrics, doesn't it? All right. There are only lonely... My loves, if I swallow anything evil, put your... My attorney is billing me monthly, which he didn't used to. Okay, dude, what is this shit? Why am I looking at a fucking news? Get fucking Newsmax. Stick fucking Newsmax in your motherfucking ass, okay? Okay. Let me tell you something, Newsmax. I don't know who you motherfuckers are. You're in San Diego, so that gives me a big tip off. The piece of shit that you want for president. We've got 4 years of this motherfucking piece of shit. You got 150,000 people dead. This cocksucker calls himself the protector of the American people. He says, China attacked us with this virus. So which is it, motherfuckers? What kind of a fucking commander-in-chief is he? And as far as this goddamn economy that all you were jerking off to, that's Obama's recovery economy, bitch. Look at the fucking numbers. Look at the fucking numbers. And don't play fucking games of that shit, because I know all you motherfuckers do is take a look at reality, and then you turn it into a fucking rabbit jumping down a fucking hole someplace. San Diego. Jesus H. fucking Christ. Why? All right. Used to be a nice, quiet little Navy town. All right. Show log. February 2003. January 2002. Shit. I can't fucking wait for that motherfucker to go back to his goddamn fucking swimming pool in Florida. Fucking asshole. Never a better description of Donald Trump than a poor man's idea of a rich man. A poor man's idea, or a dumb man's idea of a smart man. And a weak man's idea of a strong man. There you go. That's Trump. So what are we talking about here? January 2002. I don't give a flying fuck who I offend. I really fucking don't, man. I really goddamn don't, you know. Because if you can't see it, there's something fucking wrong with you. Getting sick and tired of this. 150,000 people dead in this fucking piece of shit standing on a golf course. On a fucking golf course with 150,000 corpses piled up behind him. Well, it's not his fault. Who? What are you trying to do? This motherfucker is not president of the United States. Wasn't chairing all of those fucking meetings. Wasn't in on every goddamn intelligence briefing. Didn't know what back in fucking November, December, what was going on. Being told in January what was fucking going on. Doing fucking nothing, you know, the entire month of fucking February. Calls himself the big, strong fucking commander-in-chief, bitch, you know, king, god, bitch, whatever the fuck. He's the commander. I'll protect the American, but he didn't protect jack shit. Fuck, if the Chinese wanted to attack us with a fucking virus, what if that was their intention? By God, they were successful. And let me tell you something else, and I don't know how to say this to people. I've been to China just once, but I understand the Chinese, especially the Chinese politicians. Man, they have been up to here with fucking Westerners telling them how to do it ever since the 19th fucking century, ever since the fucking British came in there and were peddling opium. They know all about the fucking West, man. They know all about guys like Trump. They've seen that motherfucking fat tub of shit coming like years ago. He's not fooling anybody over there. It's the way that they do things over there is very slow and methodical and always makes people think that they've got them on the run and they turn right around on you, man, and you're next thing you know, you're fucked. Same thing with North Korea. That motherfucking laughed at Trump. For people to think that Trump is actually effective doing something, you have to be the most racist motherfucker in the history of the fucking world because you want that piece of shit to stay president of the United States, okay, for only one reason, because he's a loser as a fucking economic leader, a loser as a leader of society itself, a loser when it comes to protecting the American people. I mean, there isn't one thing this motherfucker does right, except he's got the right attitude about black and brown people. He doesn't want them anywhere near leadership or control, political control of this country, and the people that support Trump agree with him. He's a fucking racist, period. I don't give a fuck who it offends. I don't give a shit who it fucking offends. Honest to God. Motherfucking racist. I would give a year's salary, to be able to sit in on any meeting, any of that motherfucker's meetings. Okay, there it is. I got it. All right, so it's that one. I'd give a year's salary to sit in a meeting that Donald Trump is chairing and laugh as loudly as I fucking can. Laugh. And dare that motherfucker to do something about it. Now, yes, of course, you can have the Secret Service drag me out of there. I understand that. But I'd like to laugh so loud that maybe Trump wants to get up and try something. That would be fun. Oh, my God, would that be fun. Just laugh at that motherfucker. Watch his fucking blood pressure rise. Watch your face get fucking red and have a fucking ball, man. Give him a fucking coronary. I'd give anything to do that, man. Just to fuck with him, you know. Oh, my God. All right. So, I think we're groovy here now. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9. 1-2-3. Phil Hendry Show here. I know I'm sounding like a real asshole. I said I'd keep the politics out of the show. Well, the politics is out of the show. They're just not necessarily out of the pre-show, you know. What do you want from me, man? Get, you know, butch up, motherfuckers. Some of these people, you don't say anything bad about President Trump. Butch the fuck up, man. Where do you think you are? This is America, right? I'm hearing about Biden all the fucking time. Obama, Christ almighty, motherfuckers never shut up about Obama. Blah, 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 blah. Fuck off, okay? And you had nothing. They said nothing about Obama. They just complained about, called him Barry. Let's see, what did he do wrong? Wanted a healthcare plan. It, you know, nobody wants that. Not, you know, that's like probably the most popular fucking thing we got going in this country. And dick for shit for brains wants to goddamn get rid of it. All right, man. Let me see. I want to go and do a thing here, man. 2016. Wild card standings. Arizona, Vegas. What is this? Is this this year? 64 points. Vegas, Arizona, Winnipeg. Oh, this is wild card. No, I don't know what it is. Games remaining 24. Games remaining in what? This year? You haven't got 24 motherfucking games remaining. You don't even know if you got two games remaining, NHL. I got 14 fucking Marlins tested positive coronavirus. Why? Because they're fucking around. Because they're fucking stupid. It's not some magical thing that fucking settles on you. You socially fucking distance. You wear motherfucking masks. You wipe your goddamn motherfucking hands off with this shit. You get your fucking shit together and quit pretending like this is some temporary little minor flu bug, man. 150,000 people dead. What the fuck are you thinking, bitch? Now you got no fucking baseball season. Major League Baseball isn't going to have a season, man. Forget it. The stupid cocksuckers. I'm telling you, man, somebody's got to come in and make a fucking decision here, man, and it ain't fucking Trump. That bitch is trying to cause a civil war with all that shit he's pulling in fucking Portland, the shit he's pulling everywhere else. He doesn't know what to do, man. He can't control the fucking pandemic. He can't do shit about the fucking economy that he's fucked up single-handedly. He can't do a goddamn thing about the fucking virus. So what's he can't do anything about, there is no fucking crime. He's trying to cause fucking crime to pretend like he's a law and order cop. If you're so fucking stupid, you buy that one. We got fucking people in this country who support BLM and they don't like Donald fucking Trump. And they don't like these federal fucking pigs coming in and what? Grabbing people off the street and putting them in vans and doing what? So Portland's a problem. The Portland mayor and the Portland fucking cops said they had it under control. So fuck you, Trump, and the rest of you fucking punk-ass fucking federal pigs with your stupid ass. You guys look like fucking jackasses out there, man. Half of you look like you're out of fucking shape. You got packing fucking fat-ass motherfuckers in those goddamn camo suits with your fucking masks. You look like fucking morons. What do you think? What war do you think you're going to win, motherfucker? Huh? You know, you had hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people in the streets in favor of Black Lives Matter. Hundreds of thousands. And Trump is still pretending like it's some kind of a small little, you know, freaky fringe group because he's so fucking stupid and he's so fucking self-deluded. And you motherfucking cops, you federal park police, what do you think you're going to do, man? You're going to wind up getting fucking hurt. Those fucking people that are out there in favor of Black Lives Matter, those fucking people that are out there opposed to Donald Trump, it's fucking serious-ass motherfucking business for those people, okay? And I don't know if you saw this past weekend, but there was a not-fucking-around coalition of black militiamen fully armed in Louisville, you know, which is kind of an answer to all those punk-ass fucking lockdown jive-ass motherfuckers in their camouflage and their soldier costumes in Lansing and fucking Kentucky talking about how they wanted to get back to the fucking claim jumper or have their hair cut or whatever their fuck their problem is. Black Lives Matter is not getting your fucking hair cut or having your nails done or any of that shit. That's serious-ass fucking business. That has to do with cops murdering people. You guys ought to pull your fucking shit together on that. Some of you cops ought to start standing up a little bit and saying who the fuck it is in your ranks that's talking race war shit. And you know what I'm talking about. That's talking race war shit, white power shit. You guys ought to fucking man the fuck up and do something about that. In every fucking revolution, that thin blue line that you guys like to talk about, that motherfucker doesn't hold, man. It doesn't fucking hold. You know, you can turn into a fucking piece of shit Gestapo pig for a while Trump tosses you some fucking pig feed and work for that motherfucker before he gets thrown into a fucking cage himself, or you can be a part of keeping this country flying right. Fucking military ain't gonna, the military, enough said. Okay, let's go, man. Let's do it. Let's do this fucking bullshit. Let's do it. Let's go to July.
Why don't you lease?
I don't like to lease. I like to own. I like to own a car for as long as I like to own it. I like to put whatever kind of interest in terms of mechanical repair or enhancement that I wanted.
Fuck off, Ted. All right, man. So we're on to July 28th, right? Yeah. 2016. And that is a Thursday. And let's do it. Dr. Jim Saylor describes being thrown off a research submarine. I think that's funny.
Yeah. Alex.
Wow, it was that easy to ID? Come on.
No.
What the far fuck? Out. And right there behind me is the Santa Barbara Channel, which is where they found it. Somewhere near one of the islands. Behind me is Santa Cruz. And to your left, my right, is Anacapa. And then Santa Cruz is behind my head. You see a little bit of it.
The head.
But it is out in that channel that we were just witnessing that outstanding piece of scientific exploration and recovery.
What?
Thank you for watching New Mollusk. What the fuck was that?
Like, it looks like a disco ball right now. Yeah. The laser's next to it.
Keep them both in frame
for the suction.
So they're manipulating this robotic arm with this vacuum.
Ready? Go.
Ooh. Wow. I mean, I don't want to see this.
Wait for it.
We're waiting.
I don't want to see the animals first. I don't want to see
it's all bad.
It's all bad.
Prison's all bad.
All right, let's see, man. I've got it queued up here, baby. I don't know if he's gone or what.
Sir, it's called Tooch.
What is this?
Wormston's Meats. They have been in your city. None of my business. Ain't nobody's business but your own. Gladys and Jim Surfer's mailbox units at Beasley and...
Okay.
Got it.
For, at the, Well, what it was it?
That'll be
late. I'm like, the other guys, my stuff. Morning.
I got everything.
Oh, this is Drake. I like this. This is called.
I'm ready to go here, man. Come on, Phil.
You will be hearing in today's radio play. All of them will be performed by me.
All right. There. Now, remember how I used to start the show like that? I don't do it no more because it's kind of. Look at that. My head's much bigger there. Was that closer? Look how much bigger my head is, man. Maybe the seat was a little bit higher in those days, too. Like I said, I looked way healthier back then. Even though I weighed about 30 pounds more, I looked way healthier. I'm Bob Fitzgibbon. Oh, here. And I was sitting more over here. So the board should be over here. All right. So fuck that. All right. So we're good. That's kind of funny seeing me so close up, isn't it? All right, sports fans, right on? Yeah, right on, man. Testing, 1, 2, 1, 2. All right, we good. All right, here we go. Hey, Phil Hendry here for the world-famous Phil Hendry Show website. The Phil Hendry Show website, what's wrong, Margaret?
Well, you're so focused in. Yeah, Phil, you're zoomed in a little bit. Yeah, I just noticed that my head, I don't know.
His head wasn't the same size as the other head. His head wasn't the same size as the other head.
His head, don't say head.